Best Buy has recalled nearly 300,000 air fryers after receiving complaints that they overheated, melted, or caught on fire. Overheated, melted, and caught on fire. Those are actually the options on the new Tesla.
An Australian billionaire, Clive Parker, has revived his dream to set sail on Titanic 2, a replica of the ill-fated ship that sank in 1912. And that's just like the original, with a traditional dining room, first-class dining saloon, luxurious staterooms and suites, grand ballroom, gymnasium, squash court, swimming pool, baths, theater, and casino. Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of words there that aren't lifeboats.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me this morning on this Monday morning. Freezing cold. It's 24 degrees. What happened? Now, today is the 18th. Tomorrow is the first day of spring. Not the first full day. I think it kicks in sometime tomorrow. It's 24 degrees. Now, tomorrow on the first day of spring, sunny with a high near 51. That's okay. It was freezing. Went to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Racine on Saturday with my wife. It wasn't so cold, it was just windy. And, when it's windy, it just seems a lot colder than it really is. But it was good. We had a good time there. So a couple of years ago, I was at the parade, and a photographer for the Journal Times came by and snapped a picture of this little girl sitting right next to me and in front and, right by me. And on the front cover of the paper was this cute little girl with her St. Patrick's Day stuff, and my foot was in the picture. Cut to this Saturday. I'm watching the news on Channel 12. I didn't see it. My wife saw it. And they took this video of the people, watching the parade and so forth. And there was this cute little girl sitting there. Right in the background is my leg. My leg and my jacket. You couldn't see my face. And this is the second time that I've... when a picture is taken of a cute little girl, I am in the background with my foot or leg. So I saw the camera, but hey, they were Channel 12. I didn't know the guy had a camera there. But yeah, so my foot was on TV again. It was a good parade. We had a lot of fun there. And it's all over now. They did it on Saturday, obviously, not St. Patrick's Day, which was Sunday. But Racine always puts on a good parade. Next up is the 4th of July parade. That's going to be big. I hope it's not going to be windy and rainy and anything like that. I hope it's nice weather. We always have nice weather on the 4th of July. Always seems like it anyway. So anyway, St. Patrick's Day was actually yesterday, St. Patrick's Day. Here are some tips if you need to call out sick this morning. All right? Maybe you had too much to drink. Maybe you just had too much fun. Keep it brief. Tell your boss as little as possible without being evasive. Acknowledge the bad timing of it being the Monday after St. Patrick's Day. Own that right there. And only tell people who need to know. And offer to do makeup work. Now, you might get stuck doing it, and then again, you might not. But you will look better in the end. Or there is an alternative. Just go to work today. And you don't have to call anybody and make up any stories. All right, Frontier Airlines adding a new seat option this week called Upfront Plus. Lets you pay extra to make sure no one sits next to you. It guarantees the middle seat on your row will remain open. That means you won't have to fight over the armrest and you can man spread all you want to. Just open your arms and just spread out. Now, you could even pop that extra tray down, you know, that from the middle seat, and then you really go to town, you know, just spread out all your food and all your games and everything. How much does it cost? Well, not clear yet. It's definitely not going to be as much as a whole other seat. But they're doing introductory rates starting at $49 through next Wednesday, through this Wednesday, actually, for travel. Was it next? When they say next Wednesday, does that mean a week from this Wednesday or this Wednesday? Well, they say next Wednesday for travel between April 10th and April 30th. That's $49 each way on top of your normal ticket price. Now, here's the question I have. If there is three seats there, let's say you get the window seat and you pay the option to keep the middle seat empty. What does the guy sitting on the aisle, does he take ownership of any of that seat? Can he put stuff there if he knows it's empty? Or what do you say? Listen, I paid for this seat and you're putting all your stuff there. I mean, how do you, I see a fight starting right then and there. I want to see you get the seat in front of you empty so you don't have, the seat doesn't go back on your knees. That's what I want to do. Or just don't make the seats recline anymore. All right, last week, Japanese McDonald's teased a McDonald's French fry perfume on social media. Sadly, it isn't being made yet anyway. They're just doing some hype for some local limited French fry flavors. What are French fry flavors? And by the way, that French fry perfume idea, it's not as bad as you might think. I kind of like that. Wouldn't you like to have your wife or your girlfriend smell like French fries? Or if it's a cologne, have your boyfriend or husband smell like French fries? I wouldn't mind just spraying it in the air in my house. I mean, McDonald's French fry smell. That's a good smell. I like that. All right, people make fun of the New York Mets. When Major League Baseball stadiums are ranked by how many lighthouses are within 25 miles, Citi Field, where the New York Nets play, New York Mets play in Queens, New York, came out number one. Apparently, the Mets home park has 25 lighthouses within 25 miles. Now, I used to live nearby. 25 lighthouses. Now, I know they're near the ocean. They're near the Atlantic Ocean. They're not that far away. I don't know how, maybe the Long Island Sound, they're close to that. 25 lighthouses within 25 miles. Nine teams have zero lighthouses within that range. The Colorado Rockies, the landlocked Colorado Rockies, say they have one. They think it may be some guy's house, though, but they counted it. How many lighthouses are within American City Field, American Family Field? I still want to, first of all, I just got over County Stadium, and now I got to get over Miller Park. So American Family Field. How many lighthouses are within? It's got to be a lot. There's not 25, but it's got to be I mean, you've got the ones in Milwaukee. You've got Racine. Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think they have a few. Remember the song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps by George Harrison? I should have dug up that song for you. Really good song. I love it. George Harrison decided to write a song in 1968 based on the first words he saw when he opened a random book on his parents' bookshelf. The words he saw were, gently weeps. And he wrote the song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. There's another story about Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I think it was David Crosby. Was it Neil Young? I don't know. I think it was David Crosby. He was waiting for a plane, and they said, write a song. Or maybe he's waiting for his drug dealer, something like that. And they said, can you write a quick song? Yeah, I guess he was waiting for his plane. Let me back that up. He was waiting for his plane. And they said, can you write a song in 5 minutes? And the song he wrote was, Just a Song Before I Go, which was a big hit. Yeah, I wasn't his drug dealer. It was a plane. All right, Bridesmaids, one of the most beloved comedies, right? It was a good movie. But if you're waiting for a sequel, you might want to find a new hobby because it's not happening. Kristen Wiig says there's never been a conversation about it. She said, that story had an end, and it's so beloved to me for 10 million reasons. I think it's time, and I think it's okay to have it exist in the world just as it is. Several of Kristen Wiig's co-workers have said they'd love to do a sequel. Melissa McCarthy, Rose Byrne, and Maya Rudolph. That's the problem with sequels. You know, they get a good thing, and they want to make a sequel out of it. Sometimes it's better to be left alone. Case in point, Jurassic Park. The first Jurassic Park was perfect. Then they got to mess it up with the subsequent Jurassic Parks. Then you've got, now, I could be good. I hear it's supposed to be very good. Beetlejuice is coming up. Beetlejuice 2, whatever they, I think they call it Beetlejuice. With Michael Keaton, I think Catherine O'Hara is in there, a lot of the original cast. You know, The only times I thought they did an okay job with sequels was with Star Wars, obviously. Star Wars was good. What was that movie, The Hangover? The Hangover 2. I don't think Hangover 3 was that good. Hangover 2 was good, though. The Terminator 2, Judgment Day. That was good. That was a good sequel. I'm trying to think. They didn't really have too many. The Magnificent Seven, the original from 1960, had three sequels. And they were all pretty good, so that was all right. Yeah, not too many, though. Not too many movies had good sequels to them. I know Kung Fu Panda 4 is at theaters now. I think it's the number one film again this week. So they're up to three sequels with Kung Fu Panda, and I believe it's a good movie. I'm not a big animation fan, but I hear it's good. So yeah, I guess it works sometimes. There's a big problem with car thefts in Toronto, so police there have an unusual bit of advice for people who live in Toronto. Leave your keys at the front door to avoid being attacked by thieves who may invade your home and beat you up for the car keys. They're just saying, you know, leave it there so when they break in the house, they get the keys, they can steal your car without bothering you, and you continue to sleep, and then I can interrupt your sleep pattern. Why don't you just leave a big wad of money there as well, as long as you're leaving stuff out there? That is the oddest bit of advice I ever heard. How about this? Well, if they're going to beat you up for your car keys, someone would beat you up for the key to the club on your steering wheel. I don't know. Maybe better police in Toronto. 35% of people say they've taken an extended break from social media at some point because it's having a negative effect on their mental health. Not a truer statement was ever made. Of course it's having a negative effect on us. We walk around with our cell phones like it's, if we let go, our heart will stop beating. Like it's an extension of some kind of heart device. If you let go. Oh, no. I watch these police videos online, and I also watch On Patrol Live. When they pull people out of cars, the police. Now, here they are. They're pulling you out of a car because you've had warrants or something you did wrong. They don't pull people out of cars for no reason. And these people won't let go of their cell phones. I mean, they're putting handcuffs on, and they won't drop that cell phone. I don't get it. 618 to WRJN for today. Mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Increasing clouds tonight, lows 30. Tomorrow, sunny. First day of spring with a high near 51. Right now, cloudy and 24 degrees. Coming up this morning at 7:06, I have the honor of having Bob Benson in our studio. He is one of the actors who performs at a lot of shows at the Racine Theater Guild. I've got a lot of questions for him, like, how do you act? Advice for young people wanting to get into acting, and how the heck do you remember all those lines? Especially if it's a play. Anyway, Bob Benson coming in this morning at 7:06, 6:19 now. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
It's 621 WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, the Civic Media station. Quick reminder, the Royal Family Kids Camp is coming up for kids who have foster children. And what we're doing is, the people at the Royal Family Kids Camp, Assistant Chief Rick Teller and his wife are spearheading this. We have four tickets to see the Bucks take on the Celtics on April 9th at Five Serve Forum. You'll enter through a BMO VIP entrance. You'll sit in section 116, Jockey Club, row 2, seats 1 through 4. You can smell the sweat and everything sitting there. It includes a parking pass to the 5th Street parking garage, and each game ticket will come with a loaded value of $10 on your Bucks app, and you and your guests will be able to enter through, as I said, the BMO VIP entrance. Now, how do you get these tickets? Four tickets. What you do is you go bid online at WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks. I don't know what the current bid is. It was $1,200 the other day. I have to give what the current bid is. Four tickets to see the Bucks and Celtics game. Money is going 100% of it to the Royal Family Kids Camp in Lake Geneva, where for 1 week, foster kids get to forget all their problems. And, you know, it's hard to believe little kids have problems. When you were a kid, did you have a problem? The only problem I had was, oh my goodness, are the kids playing out there without me? Did they get out early? Are they playing a game out there and I'm not out there? I got to quick get dressed and get out there and play with. That was my biggest problem. Or, I think I missed the Flintstones on TV tonight. Oh my goodness, I got to get in the house. Everybody's going to know about the Flintstones except me. Those are my biggest problems. These kids have bigger problems than that. They were taking out of, some of them out of abusive homes. Some of them lost their parents. Some of them, their parents didn't want them for whatever reason. They're separated from their siblings and they're in foster homes. They're in nice foster homes. These people are very nice to them. But still, you're a kid. You want to have some fun. This is the way to do it for 1 week. The Royal Family Kids Camp. Let the kids be kids for 1 week. Then they can go back to their problems. But at least for a week, they can run around. They can go on the lake. They can do everything they feel like doing for 1 week. And you can help out. Go to WRJN.com/Bucks. Bid on those four Bucks tickets. WRJN.com. WRJN.com/Bucks. All right? Hey, at Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. It's 6:24. Don't forget, I told you Bob Benson coming up, actor for the Racine Theater Guild and a lot of productions there. We'll play some of the music from some of those productions. Have a good time here with Bob. That's coming up at 7:06 this morning. Mostly cloudy with a high near 38 today. Increasing cloudiness, lows around 30 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 51. Cloudy and 24 degrees right now at WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. When somebody says, I'll be there in a moment, how much is a moment? Is there a set time for a moment? And yes, there is, by the way. I'll tell you what it is in a second. So when somebody says they're going to be there in just a moment is 90 seconds. Moment debuted in the 1388 Oxford English Dictionary. You heard me right, 1388, like hundreds of years ago. And it says there are 40 moments in an hour. So that's 90 seconds each. But obviously the definition evolved, just made a short amount of time. But if somebody says a moment, you can go back and take a look at the 1388 Oxford Dictionary and say, it's 90 seconds. All right, now you know. Some scientists believe they have solved the problem of stinky feet. They've created, quote, a breakthrough nanoparticle to add to your socks to keep odors down and treat the bacteria that causes that stinky foot. No word on when these socks might hit the market, though. Stinky feet. I guess we're done solving the major problems of health like cancer and things like that. Let's move on to stinky feet. There's a new job out there where you can use all of the skills you've picked up while slacking off at your current job. The web browser Opera is hiring someone for a two-week gig. Actually, this is old, the story, but I'll just tell you the story anyway. They hired somebody for a two-week gig to just browse the internet. They paid someone $9,000 to go on a two-week adventure of random web surfing and document the whole thing. Okay. If you're someone who loves the smell of an old book, or more important, you are trying to attract someone who loves the smell of books, a famous bookstore called Powell's City of Books in Portland, Oregon, is selling a unisex fragrance that lets you smell like old books. So now we have fragrances that are going to smell like French fries, McDonald's fries, and one that smells like old books. Which would you rather have? Yeah, I want to smell like an old dusty book. A survey found the average person will ask you for help or advice 6,000 times in their life. So Well, 31 different people they've turned to. Mom is number one, of course. They will ask for help 6,000 times. I'm a little more needy than that. I think I ask for help a lot more than that. Just this weekend, I think I yelled for my wife to help me 10 times just in one weekend. So, yeah, I think I probably ask for more help than that. All right. Well, needy people out there. Okay, let's do some showbiz news. Judd Nelson says he politely declined to be in an Andrew McCarthy's Brat Pack documentary. The Crow. Remember that movie, The Crow? Well, there's a remake of it. The trailer is finally here. It stars Bill Skarsgård. Meghan Markle, former Princess Meghan Markle, has launched a new lifestyle brand. Pierce Brosnan has to pay $1,500. That's right. The former James Bond has to pay $1,500 for hiking in an area of Yellowstone Park that's off limits. See? Even James Bond gets a ticket occasionally for doing something he shouldn't do. All right, what else I got here? Let's get a short story because we got a break coming up and I don't want to miss that. All right, here are a few secrets from a former UPS delivery driver, UPS worker, on how to make your package get where it's going. Don't write fragile on it. Doesn't work. Do disguise your box as a heartfelt gift if you wanted to handle it more carefully. And never reuse boxes with old shipping stickers on them. So if you really wanted to get there, put like little decorations of hearts and, you know, I miss you, or things like that on there, and it'll get there. I got to remember that. That's kind of clever. I like that. All right, coming up in a moment, we're going to talk about this. Movies that lie. I mean, we see stuff in movies, and we're disappointed in real life when it doesn't work out like it did in the movies. That's coming up in just a moment here. Looking for a mostly cloudy day today with a high near 38. Right now, it's cloudy and 24 degrees. The last full day of winter is today. Tomorrow starts spring.
I am halfway through my 20s and I am done. Oh my God, I'm sick of my 20s. I'm so sick of people telling me to enjoy them. They're not fun. They are 10 years of asking yourself, will I outgrow this or is it a problem? Like, is this a phase or a demon? I just need to know. Like, am I fun or should I go to a meeting? Someone help me. And people get upset when I complain about being young. I had a woman come up to me after a show furious. She's like, you should really appreciate this time of your life because someday you're going to have a family like me and you're really going to miss it. I'm like, where are your kids buried? I'm just trying to get to my car, ghost of Christmas future. And if you're sitting there going, Taylor, you should be grateful. I miss my 20s. No, you don't. What you miss is a time in your life where you didn't have a lot of responsibilities because nobody expected anything from you. You have no intuition, no instincts. You can't make decisions, only mistakes. That's why you're thin in your 20s. You don't have a gut to listen to yet. There's no mystic bad feeling under your ribs going, hey, maybe don't date a DJ again.
No.
say a few seconds ago, maybe she shouldn't have dated the DJ. What is that supposed to mean? What kind of crack was that? 638 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me today. Bob Benson from the Racine Theater Guild, one of their prime actors there, is in a lot of shows at the Racine Theater Guild, will be joining me talking about acting. And if you want to become an actor at the Racine Theater Guild or anywhere else, I'll give you some advice. Like, don't do it. People always say to me, I want to become a DJ on the radio. How do I do it? First of all, you have to lose your mind. Second of all, you have to exhaust every possible thing on the planet. And then maybe you'll go into radio. Maybe. Although I shouldn't knock radio. It's been very good to me. All right. You know, when you see things in movies, you say, how come that doesn't happen in real life? All right, I got a list here of lies that you see in the movies. Some of the scientific myths they made us believe, like you can knock someone out with chloroform in just seconds. It takes about 5 minutes for that to take effect. And also, when you try to strangle somebody in the movies, they put a rope around their neck and they're dead within 5 seconds, 6 seconds. It takes about 8 minutes, 9 minutes to strangle somebody. I only know that because I watched Dateline in 2020, and they're always talking about how, you know, it takes that long. Some guy says, I was listening to one of the podcasts from Dateline, and the guy said, you know, I lost my temper, so I strangled her, but I didn't mean to. And the prosecutor said, it took 8 or 9 minutes for you to do that. You could have snapped out of it in 8 or 9 minutes and let her live. So, yeah, it takes a long time to knock someone out with chloroform and strangle them. Gun silencers actually work. Technically, they do work, but not like they do in the movies. In real life, a gun with a silencer is still pretty loud. It's not that p-p-p sound. That's what you hear in the movies when somebody shoots you with a silencer. P-p-p. In real life, it's still loud. I've heard it. A gunshot to the shoulder is no big deal. People in the movies are always getting shot in the shoulder and brushing it off. You okay? Yeah, he just shot me in the shoulder. I'm fine. But you've got to have major surgery, and there's an artery in there. Large bundle of nerves in that shoulder, too. You can die from a shot in the shoulder. It's a major artery. You can bleed to death. But in the movies, they always grab, especially in Westerns, the good guy's always shot in the shoulder, and he holds it, and, you know, there's no blood, there's no nothing, and he says, I'm fine. I just got shot in the shoulder. I'll be good. No, don't worry about me. It is serious stuff. How about truth serums? According to the CIA, if you can hold out during a normal interrogation, the drug is not going to break you. Sodium pentothal, they always give you that, saying, it's a truth serum. Remember the doctor, the Viennese doctor? It's truth. It tell you the truth serum. No, it doesn't work. If you're not going to tell the truth to us, to an interrogator, you're not going to tell the truth on the truth serum. Same thing with a lie detector, too. Most people can't overcome a lie detector, but you can overcome a lie detector. It's been done. Many people have avoided prison, and they said they're telling the truth in a lie detector, but they're liars. They are the guilty people. All right, here's a few problems that come up with being left-handed that you might not have ever thought of before. My daughter's left-handed, and she had some problems. When you write with a pen that screws together in the middle, it slowly unscrews. Huh. It's tough to drive with a stick shift, obviously, because it's on your right side, not your left side. Writing on a spiral notebook or a three-ring binder hurts your hand because, that's right, I never thought about that. If you have a three-ring binder book, when people with right hands write, it's nice and smooth. You know, you don't have anything in your way. But with your left hand, you've got those rings in the middle binder in your way when you write with your left hand. I never thought about that. Now, you can turn the book, like a spiral book, you can turn it upside down and write, but then, I don't know, it doesn't look right. It's also virtually impossible to write on a dry erase board without erasing as you go. Why would that be? I don't know. Anyway, my daughter's problem was, when she was first in elementary school, I think it was first grade, she couldn't cut with the scissors they had when they had art class. Because a left-handed person with right-handed scissors will try to separate the scissors, and they don't cut. Because your hand wants to pull them apart. So let's put it this way. If you pick up a pair of scissors now, when you try to cut with it with your right hand, you push the two halves of the scissors together to give it that sharp cutting. When you're left-handed, you tend to pull it apart. So we bought her left-handed scissors, blunt scissors. You know, the blunt kind? School said, no, you can't bring in your own scissors. You have to use ours. And she couldn't. because she was pulling them apart with her left hand. And the teacher came up with this brilliant solution. Learn to do everything with your right hand. So I'm going to tell a little 7 or 8 year old girl, you can't use your left hand. You've got to use your right hand. I mean, how stupid was that advice? I mean, that's like telling a right-handed person, nope, got to use your left hand from now on. Look how dumb that sounded. The other problem she had was she played the clarinet in school. And clarinets and most instruments are built for right-handed people, not left-handed people. But she had to learn to play the clarinet with her right hand being the dominant hand. There's some things she said you have to do. And that's just the way you have to live with it. Even with the car she drives now, the shift, you know, it's not a stick shift, but, you know, the automatic shift on the floor. She's got to use her right hand. And it's not natural for her to do that. It's natural to grab everything with your left hand, like it is natural for you and I, if you're right-handed, to grab everything with your right hand. So she had her problems. She overcame them, and she lived to tell another day. But, yeah, we noticed when she was a little baby, she was doing stuff with her left hand, picking stuff up. And I didn't give her much thought because she was an infant. But as she got a little older, I saw when she was coloring, in coloring books, she was using her left hand. And I said, oh, that's going to be a problem. She did it. She did okay. What's the most essential item for day-to-day life? Please don't tell me cell phone is number one. It's not number one. Internet is number one. Followed by showers. That should be number one. TV is essential? I don't think so. Laptops and cars. Cars could be essential because you got to get to work. And showers, you don't want to stink up the place. And internet, okay, maybe. Television? No. We can all do without television. Can't do without radio, but you can do without television. Radio is a must. Can't do without that. Survey found the top things we hate about flying and the airlines that are the worst at them. All right, we hate terrible seats. The most terrible seats, uncomfortable seats. Southwest, they claim, has the worst seats. Lost bags came in second. Frontier Airlines, the worst for lost baggage. And delays came in third with U.S. Airways, the worst. How about doors falling off planes at 16,000 feet? That would be Alaska Airlines would be the worst at that. How about wheels, tires falling off the planes on takeoff? That would be United Airlines. With that problem. How about skidding off the runway and smashing the wing on the grass? Again, that would be United Airlines is the worst at that. I mean, these things don't bother me. I'd rather keep the doors on the plane and the tires on the plane and keep the plane from skidding off the runway. Here's a problem a lot of people have. Now, I'm lucky I don't have this problem or it'd drive you nuts. People say and all the time. I'm not going to say who I know does that all the time. It's nobody you might know. But there is somebody out there that I see on a weekly basis when they speak in public. It's after every other word. It would be like this. It would be, there are a few problems. They come along with left-handed people, you know, you never thought of before. It just drives me crazy because I tend to count them. And I feel bad because the person, if you're a public speaker, you should take a public speaking course if you got a problem doing it. If that's going to be your lifestyle and your job, you should take a public speaking course. Anyway, here are some ways to stop saying all the time when you work. Keep your hands out of your pockets. Pause between sentences. That's what I do. That's how I avoid it, because I would be doing it all the time. Know what you're going to say before you say it. Keep eye contact with the person you're talking to. I pause. I was taught that years and years and years, decades ago in radio, that instead of going or like, that's another one, just pause. Better to have silence for a second like that. Not a lot of, I'm not saying you pause for 20 seconds. You pause for half a second. It does work, though. A study found the top five deal breakers in dating. Here they are: being lazy, disheveled, too needy, not having a sense of humor, and living more than 3 hours away. I think when I started dating, you know, seriously in my 20s, early 20s, about 20 years old, as a matter of fact, I was just 19 to 20. I think I was disheveled. Now, it was the early 70s. The early 70s. And I think the way people looked was disheveled. So I just join the, you know, whatever was popular at the time, being disheveled. Yeah, I think I do that now, too. People who decorate for Christmas, now, we're thinking ahead here, okay? People who decorate for Christmas are happier than people who wait until the last second. This is according to a psychoanalyst. They say it's because Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of childhood, so putting them up early extends the excitement. Okay. But how early? I mean, there are people who do Christmas in July. They decorate their homes. They put up Christmas trees and everything in July. Maybe that's a way too early. I don't think the psychoanalyst is talking about that soon. This is kind of scary. You know what you're going to spend on your cell phone in your lifetime? $75,000. That's based on the cost of new phones, monthly bills, apps, and accessories. Think of what you can buy with $75,000 instead of wasting it on your cell phone. Coming up at 7:06, Bob Benson's going to be here from the Receive Theater. We're going to talk about acting. Something I was never able to do. I tried in high school, and I couldn't do it. I was one of these people. Hello, my name is, and I read like this, and I just didn't have it. Bob's going to tell you how to get it, how to get that it factor in acting. 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, the Civic Media Station. Song came around. Who did originally that? I can't think of her name. Oh, this is what happens when you start getting old. You can't remember names. And she was sitting in. Do you remember who? Remember who this? No, it wasn't Janis Joplin. No. Boy, you're worse than I am.
It's way too early for me.
It's not Judy Collins. I know it's. I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, she went to Hawaii on vacation. And she had this room in a hotel, and it was supposed to be overlooking beautiful water and the mountains and everything she looked at, and all she saw was a parking lot. They paved paradise and they put up a parking lot. Who did that? Now it's going to drive me crazy. Amy Grant did our version, but there's other versions out there. Hold on. You know, everybody talks about the great inventions of all time. And before Google, there was other ones called Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves, I remember that.
But that you had to actually put it in the... It was like Jeopardy, you know, the form of a question.
Right.
To get it in there. And Google came around, and I remember I was working here at the radio station, and we had Renaissance News magazine at the time, and the guy came up, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to find something." He said, "Try this thing called Google." I said, "Google?" Well, this guy knew about it, huh? Let's see, Big Yellow Taxi. As soon as I see it, I'll know. Oh, Joni Mitchell.
Ah, yes.
No, not Janis Joplin, but Joni Mitchell. Janis Joplin. I mean, I know some of her songs, but, you know, it's funny. The people that died the same year as her, I mean, you had, I think Jimi Hendrix died. Jim Morrison from The Doors and her, all like in the same time period. And they were all like in their 20s, too. That was a horrible time for drugs and dying and stuff like that. All right. A lot of people are late for work. And I know they are because when I'm coming in the morning on 16th Street, they're on my tail. And the only reason they're on my tail is because they didn't allow enough time to go 30 miles an hour on 16th Street. All right. If you're late for work all the time, here are three ways to break that habit. Stop planning for the best case scenario for your commute. There are always going to be red lights. They'll say, "Well, I don't have to get there early. I'll just go right through all the green lights." Yeah, right. Trust me, there are no green lights. Stop trying to do one more thing before you leave the house. Like Columbo. Just one more thing. And I do that. But I want to get here a half hour before I have to get here. Because I can't afford to have something go wrong and I'm late. There's no other person here to call in and say, "I'm running late. Can you handle things for a little while?" It doesn't work like that. So allow for time. Don't do one more thing before you leave. And if you get to work 15 minutes early, don't think of it as 15 minutes of less sleep. Think of it as 15 minutes to get organized. And trust me, when I get here in the morning, I know it sounds like it's nice and easy. There is about 15 to 20 minutes of organization that's got to be done. I do it at home, but then I have to empty it out from this lovely Wisconsin Broadcasters Association briefcase and lay it out here in some kind of form where I can find everything. So, you do that. Survey found the biggest mistakes you can make on a first date. Remember your first date, Bob?
I don't, actually.
Oh, boy.
It was a long time ago.
We better talk to you before this memory goes.
Right.
I do remember my first date I ever went on. It wasn't much. The top five things: forgetting the person's name in mid-date, eating like a pig, being late, counting calories at the table, and chewing with your mouth open. I think I told this story the other day. I'm pretty sure I did. I was dating this... When I was 20, she was 26. It wasn't my first date, but she was 6 years old. It was like dating my mother. Anyway, she was a very nice person. I met her at a party. It was a birthday party for her. I didn't know her, but I was invited to the party by somebody else who was throwing it. And by the end of the night, she was sitting on my lap, which says, whoa, 26 years old, sitting on my lap. Okay. And her name was Ginger. I dated her for 6 months, never knew her last name. And once you go a few dates into it, now it's embarrassing.
Exactly.
Now you can't ask.
Yep, now
so
you can't.
When she used to leave the room, I still looked for magazines to see if there's any dates. I went through her mail once. It was sitting on the table.
Oh, no.
Now she lived with her father and her sister, so it was their mail, too. And I went looking through all the mail. I said, "What's the mail?" So then eventually I found it, but I didn't know how to pronounce it. It was like Deschave. I never knew how to say it. So when I introduced her, I said, "Here's Ginger." And Ginger wasn't her name. It was Nora. That was her nickname.
Oh.
You know how long it took me to find out what her real name was? They just called her Ginger. And then one day, I hear say, "Hey, you bringing Nora?" "Who's Nora?" "Ginger." I never knew that. I never knew her name. And then after a while, I just embarrassed. You don't want to ask anymore. And just... But every time I went over, I started looking through papers to see, you know, is there... Now you can Google the name and it'll give you the pronouncer. Back then, you couldn't do that. Bob Benson's here. We're talking about acting in the Racine Theater Guild. Got a whole bunch of fun coming up here at 7:06. I'm Don Rosen. Keep it right here at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Cloudy today with a high near 38. Increasing clouds, lows 30 tonight. Springtime, first full day tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 51.